Hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your hostess, Sassy. When you first start a romance, there's tons of fire. You can't wait to get the date over so you can get to the good stuff. Dirty texts, seductive emails, sweet voice messages. Eventually, the romance and the excitement begin to fade and the relationship becomes the focus. You love them and it's great, you're comfortable, you're happy, but you long for just a minute of that old passion. And sometimes, if you don't get it at home, you'll look for it somewhere else. But wait, before we get to the story, let me remind you that I can save you some money. That's right. Go to adamandeve.com, do some shopping, and at checkout, type offer code SASSY. That's S-A-S-S-Y. You'll get 50% off almost any one item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a free mystery gift. In the meantime, here's Blowing Out the Pipes.
My husband Ralph is a workaholic. So much so that there are times he gets so busy he forgets about sex. Shocking, I know, but there you have it. A few months ago, I was walking around in a constant state of arousal because he had been ignoring me sexually for several weeks. I masturbated often, but I wanted more than that. I wanted cock. I wanted to fuck. I wanted it soon. When I would start fondling Ralph's cock in bed, he would say he was too tired. I told him all he had to do was get hard and stay hard, and I'd do all the heavy lifting. For God's sake, I was willing to climb up on top of him and ride him while he read his damn business papers, if he would just accommodate me. But no, no doing. Selfish bastard. I started thinking that my husband was getting it from someone else. He had to be. No way was he going to refuse me sex like this without there either being someone else or him discovering he's gay. So I decided what's good for the gander might as well be good for the goose. A few mornings later, I was sitting at the kitchen table drinking my morning coffee when the doorbell rang. I went to the door and opened it, not even thinking about the fact that I was still in my little short nightgown and no robe. There was this guy just standing there. And he looked totally surprised when I opened the door half naked like that. He could really see pretty much everything I have to offer. And let me tell you something. What I have to offer is pretty top shelf. I have great tits. They're big, but not huge, so they're still really perky. My nipples are a dusky dark color, and they jut out like thimbles. I have a curvy waist and round hips and ass with a nice dark-trimmed pussy that he could see the shadow of because of the way the light was hitting me. This guy who was standing there looked like he had jumped off the cover of some sports magazine. He didn't have his shirt off, which was unfortunate, because he had a great body with chiseled muscles. His arms were bulging through the sleeves of his top, and I could see that his thighs were barely contained by his slacks. He was about 30 years old, and his skin was so dark. I'd never seen a black man the color of polished ebony before or since. He stammered a good morning. He said that my husband had arranged for him to do some repairs in the upstairs bathroom. I sort of remembered Ralph saying something about a leak, so I invited him in and led him upstairs. I knew he was trying not to look too obviously at my near-naked body, but with my ass right in his face as I preceded him up the stairs, I knew he would be staring. I was getting really hot and horny thinking about this stranger following me up to my bedroom while I was mostly naked. My tits were aching to be sucked and I was dripping wet. He asked me if I knew exactly what had to be fixed. I said that I knew there were some pipes that really needed to be flushed out, not talking about the bathroom at all. I showed him to the bathroom, then asked if he minded if I went about my regular routine for the morning. He said he didn't mind at all. So I reached up to the highest shelf in the bathroom for a towel. Not that there weren't plenty of towels well within reach, but this made the nightgown lift up, exposing my bare ass and pussy. He was leaning over the sink but could see everything in the mirror, I knew. I caught his eye and smiled at him to let him know that I was aware he was looking. I then got out some body oil and sat on the little chair I have for my vanity in the bathroom and lifted first one long tan leg, then the other to massage the oil into my skin. I ran my hands up and down my calves and then stood and leaned over to put the oil on my thighs, rubbing the backs of my thighs and pulling my ass cheeks apart ever so slightly. I then put a little bit of oil onto my hand, turned back around, and spread my pussy apart. I massaged the oil into my cunt, swirling my finger over my clit. By now, he wasn't even pretending not to watch. I could see his huge cock pressing the front of his pants. I looked up and asked if he liked what he was seeing. "I sure do," he said, a little hoarsely. "Then let me see you too," I whispered. "Please, take off your clothes." Without a word, he began undressing. When he undid his pants and slid them off, I gasped. He wasn't wearing underwear, and his growing cock was uncircumcised. It was not only the first uncircumcised cock I'd ever seen, it was the first black one also. It sent a chill through me. I stood up and moved to him, wrapping my hand around that gorgeous cock. It was lengthening and hardening rapidly, and its tip soon emerged from the foreskin. It had to be at least 8 inches long. Ralph's was 6 inches when erect, but this one was so much longer and hard as an iron rod. I wanted to ask his name, but I could hardly speak. And when he began fondling my ass, I didn't care anymore. I went to my knees and began licking up and down on that beautiful cock. I lifted his heavy balls and then put the head of that hard cock in my mouth. I couldn't get much more of him in, though I kept trying, until he laughed and said, "Just suck the head, baby. Just suck it and lick it." I sucked on that beautiful head until he stopped me. Then he lifted me up and carried me to my bedroom, to the bed I shared with Ralph, and where no other man had been. He stripped off my nightie and started kissing me all over. I was on fire. This was what I had wanted and needed for months, if not forever, and my pussy was tingling with passion. After a few minutes, I couldn't control myself any longer. "Fuck me. Oh, fuck me," I begged. "Please fuck me. I want you so bad. Fill me with that beautiful cock." He lay on his back then, his huge tool sticking straight up. "It's all yours, baby," he said. I straddled him and slowly lowered myself onto his big pole, desperate to feel that monster inside me. When its tip touched the back of my pussy, I lay down on him and began to move up and down the full length of that marvelous cock. It only took a few strokes to send me over the edge into the longest and most intense orgasm of my life. It was the most incredible pleasure that I had ever experienced, and it shook every part of my body. When it had subsided, I wanted to feel it again, and I told him so. I asked him if he could keep it hard, and he laughed. "Baby, I can keep it hard as long as you want it. You just keep fucking until you can't come anymore." I couldn't believe it. With Ralph, I was lucky if I could come once before he would roll over and go to sleep. I was amazed at the staying power of this black lover. I came 3 more times, each one just as good as the first, while he just kept playing with my titties and ass. Finally, I reluctantly withdrew from his enormous cock and stood next to the bed. That proud pole still stood as straight and tall as a nightstick, glistening with my cum. The skin stretched so tight it looked like it would split. He arose from the bed then and had me get on my hands and knees. When he got behind me, I thought for a moment that he wanted to put that huge thing in my ass. But instead, he gently inserted it between my pussy lips and began to pump in and out slowly. His hands gripped my hips, occasionally moving around to play with my tits. I quickly heated up again and soon was on the edge of coming. I could tell that he was close as well, so I held back for a few moments until I felt the first shot of cum squirt from his cock. Then we were both coming, groaning and moaning and fucking hard into each other until we collapsed. We rested for only a few minutes before he said he had better get started on the repair work. I followed him back into the bathroom, then went into the bedroom and lay back on the bed, still naked. When he finished his work, he came to the bedroom door and asked me if I was okay. "I will be," I replied, "if you can fuck me 1 more time. "Sure, baby," he grinned, and he undressed again. This wonderful man was able to fuck me 3 more times before he had to get back to work. Later that night, Ralph asked me if the repairman had gotten everything fixed. "Oh, yes," I replied. "He sure did. Now, as often as he can manage it, that man comes around to see if everything is okay. After a careful examination, he usually finds that the plumbing has been neglected and the pipes need to be totally blown out. He never fails to do a first-rate job."
I just want to know, how can I guarantee that the hottest handyman in the shop shows up? Can you make a request to the front office for that? Remember, sometimes you want it as bad as your partner, so take charge. Make an effort to seduce them. Need some ideas? Go to adamandeve.com. They're my sponsor and they are the best. Just go to adamandeve.com, shop, and at checkout, type offer code SASSY. That's S-A-S-S-Y. You'll get 50% off almost any one item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a free mystery gift. Well, that's all for now. Join me next week on Sassy's Erotic Tales for another sexy story. Until then, sweet and sexy fantasies.